Humans have spoken to each other for maybe 100,000 years, but we've only had writing for 6,000 of them. We've cultivated corn for twice as long. And writing is, well, it's crazy, it's convoluted. We use little scratched symbols to represent sounds that translate ideas from inside our brains. But even though it's new and weird, we already have a lot of different forms of doing it. We write short stories and novel-length ones. We write news accounts and memoir. We write poems and lyrics and music and jokes and comics and software code and instructional manuals and scripts for podcast previews. When I talk to friends who are gifted in any of these, I find they listen closely to the greats in their form, but rarely the greats from the other forms. That feels like an opportunity. Hi, I'm Chris Wink. For the last 10 years, I've been a journalist and an editor, a sometimes fiction writer and frequent storyteller. I'm a pretender linguist and an armchair historian. Most importantly, though, I really like words. And I really like talking to other people who like words, especially about how they find an idea, translate it into words, and then refine it for maximum punch. That's why I'm launching The Writing Process, a weekly podcast conversation I have with masters from all of the many writing forms. In this first season, you'll hear from people like Daily Show correspondent and comedian Dulce Sloan.
Your stand-up is basically economy of words. How do you get the punchline in the most effective way? What's the fastest way to get to me saying, as a black woman, I'm black first?
Novelist Zinzi Clemons, whose debut was called Distinctive and Bold by the New York Times.
You can't listen to everyone. A short story isn't a focus group. If you try and apply everyone's critique of your work, like, it's just going to get focus grouped to death.
And even rapper T.I.
You could jump off any cliff and fly for a little while.
With them all, I dive deeply into their writing process. We dissect actual examples of their work, following their ideas from conception to consumption. Consider that with maybe 60,000 words or so, we essentially see our use of the English language as limitless. It's something legendary linguist Noam Chomsky called discrete infinity. Humans are still new at this whole writing thing. And with an ever-growing number of platforms on which to do it, you want to learn how to do it better. Visit writingprocesspod.com and subscribe wherever podcasts are available so you can choose your words more carefully.